Blog Talk Radio.
Why the fuck these niggas wanna go against the grain? Yeah. Why the fuck these niggas wanna drag a nigga name? True story. I know some niggas who hurt me.
They hurt me.
A couple bitches who hurt me.
They hurt me.
The jury don't want me to make it. The DA, I know that he working.
Oh, he working.
Prosecutors wanna help me.
What?
I'm hoping they don't do me dirty.
Do me dirty.
This 40, I got the bitch dirty.
Fuck.
Shoot on go, he shoot perfect.
What?
I got 100 on me.
On me.
The devil ride me in my sleep.
Oh, he do.
I break a bitch in a week. Little bitch, I'm not what you think.
Nah.
I stood in the field with my hitters. I kept that rocket on me.
I do.
Hate that I had to get rid of my niggas. I heard they were plotting on me.
Oh, it's true.
For the love of money, my homies ain't turned they back. Same niggas that still on me on the pack, say they gon' check me. My closest friends I knew since we was kids, say they gon' whack me. But I ain't lying, I'm slanging nine, and bitch, they know that, so get at me. Everybody ain't your friend, everybody ain't your partner, everybody ain't no real nigga. If I say I got you, I got you. When it's fucked up and get fucked up, just hold it down and keep it solid. And when you're not around, I protect your name, I won't let a nigga talk about you. Everybody ain't your friend, everybody ain't your partner, everybody ain't no real nigga. If I say I got you, I got you. When it's fucked up and get fucked up, just hold it down and keep it solid. And when you're not around, I protect your name, I won't let a nigga talk about you. I would've killed for you niggas, now I can't deal with you niggas. Talking to the grill reaper, finna get rid of you niggas. So sick of these niggas.
I am.
Claiming they hitters and killers.
They not.
Showing out for them bitches. Flexing on Instagram pictures.
You a dog. With it on my life, on my mama, we gon' be straight. My partner looked me in my face before I took that case. And what he do?
Then a nigga turn stink. Other homie turn snake. But I can't be real with these niggas. How could they do me that way?
Yeah.
I was broke than a bitch, oh, I'm hustling, I'm on my grind, yeah.
My grind,
work my way up to a quarter pound, selling dime bags. I spent $250 for the sheet. It's on the cook, I'm hitting leaf. My nigga hit me for some zip. Shouldn't have showed him word either. Everybody ain't your friend, everybody ain't your partner, everybody ain't no real nigga. If I say I got you, I got you. When it's fucked up and get fucked up, just hold it down and keep it solid. And when you're not around, I protect your name, I won't let a nigga talk about you. Everybody ain't your friend, everybody ain't your partner, everybody ain't no real nigga. If I say I got you, I got you. When it's fucked up and get fucked up, just hold it down and keep it solid. And when you're not around, I protect your name, I won't let a nigga talk about you. Have you ever gave your last $20 to a nigga that you love?
Going through my contacts, I don't fuck with y'all. Nigga, I'm gonna slip, I'm gonna stay 10 toes down. He ain't got my back, but see, nigga, why you come around? I've been out the way, making noise and I don't make a sound. Only when you hear me, nigga, cause the engine loud. Nigga, I'm gonna slip, I'm gonna stay 10 toes down. He ain't got my back, but see, nigga, why you come around? I've been out the way, making noise and I don't make a sound. Only when you hear me, nigga, cause the engine loud. Forever. The only way I move my shit, nigga, when I pivot. My circle like a fitted. Put my city on my back, all this fucking hatred. Love and hate thing, they don't wanna see me make it. Ran through my city in the fast, new latest. Thinking about these millions, I'm about to go chase it. Fuck 12, fuck all the cops, cause they racist. I got up off a topic, I was ran past the station. RIP my dogs. Yeah, they up the rest of them. That shit that I done been through, weren't really blessed up. Staying in my own lane, but they keep on merging. You niggas washed up like a bottle of detergent. You really gotta understand, you really gotta feel me. Cause this song right here, you really gotta feel me. You really gotta understand, you really gotta feel me. Cause this song right here, you really gotta feel me. Really, I won't slip, I'm gonna stay 10 toes down.
He ain't got my back, pussy nigga, why you come around?
I've been out the way, making noise and I don't make a sound. Only when you hear me, nigga, cause the engine loud. Nigga, I won't slip, I'm gonna stay 10 toes down. He ain't got my back, pussy nigga, why you come around? I've been out the way, making noise and I don't make a sound. Only when you hear me, nigga, cause the engine loud. Nigga, I won't slip, I'm gonna stay 10 toes down.
He ain't got my back, pussy nigga, why you coming around?
I've been out the way, making noise and I don't make a sound. Only when you
hear me, nigga, cause the engine loud.
Nigga, I won't slip,
I'ma stay 10 toes down. He ain't got my back, but see, nigga, don't you come around.
I've been out the way, making noise and I don't make a sound. Only when you
hear me, nigga, cause the engine loud.
Supposed to be my soldier. You supposed to be around when the gas you need a soldier. Hey, but lately you been kinda acting like my enemy. Yeah, lately you been kinda acting like my enemies. Nah, nah, nah. It ain't the same, same, same. I can't switch up on myself, no, I can't change, change, change.
You, know.
You supposed to be my rider, acting like my enemy. That fate love keep me going. If I keep on doing me.
We were
like
no
pause.
You know. We
would
sell coca raw. Then you
stopped
and said you had to get a job.
For
and
real.
I was proud of you.
Proud
but
of
meanwhile,
them.
I'm still thugging on them back. Running from the laws every day like a track meet. No sleep cause they just found the body and they blame me. And you know the hood talk a lot, ask them niggas name me. But I ain't killed a nigga since I killed that last nigga, cause
the last nigga I whacked, well, he was talking behind your back,
cause. But you my brother, don't go for disrespect. So if a nigga talking down, then I'ma bring it to his head and make him stand on it. Money on his head, put a band on it. Leave a nigga stressed in the sun, no tan on him. But then you switched him, flip-flop, bitched him, tried to sell dope again. Slipped and got picked up, couldn't take the lick, so then you turned bitch cup. Now your ass standing on the stand like
you
a bitch cup.
Be my rider, you supposed to be my soldier. You supposed to be around when the gas you need a soldier. Hey, but lately you been kinda acting like my enemy. Yeah, lately you been kinda acting like my enemies. Nah, nah, nah. It ain't the same, same, same. I can't switch up on myself, no, I can't change, change, change. You supposed to be my rider, acting like my enemy. They fake love, keep me ghost, that shit just don't sit with me. Nah, nah, nah. Move around, homie ain't the same, he don't need no. Running plays, homie running game, tell a homie go. Street nigga, homie my retarded for that check, yeah. Hunt around, chopper make him run around. He don't wanna be here, I don't need no game, homie, you ain't gotta be here. Homie at the snake, see that shit, boy, I can see clear. Test up, pop it from that blood, boy, I can see the fear. But I still need you here, swear you was gang gang. Possibly at this year, he next on a magic cream. Bad girl out of magic cream, spread a random bands up, we don't mess with paper. See your homie sneezed on me for that paper. Nah, nah, yeah. I can't say you act different on me, no, ain't no way, yeah. I see these niggas, but they still don't know their place, yeah. Dirty on me, gotta keep it on me, yeah, yeah. You supposed to be my rider, you supposed to be my soldier. You supposed to be around when the gas you need a soldier. Hey, but lately you been kinda acting like my enemy. Yeah, lately you been kinda acting like my enemies. Nah, nah, nah. It ain't the same, same, same. I can't switch up on myself, no, I can't change, change, change. You supposed to be my rider, acting like my enemy. They fake love, keep me ghost, that shit just don't sit with me. Nah, 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 nah.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Radio Talk, DT Sports Talk. This is your co-host, Mr. David L. Wilson, representing right now. And I'd like to welcome our guest, Mr. Troy Kraft. This young man has been a staple in the community here in Pontiac, Michigan for many years. And Troy, I just want to say thank you for coming on the show. Welcome. And, brother, let's have some fun.
Sure, okay. Hey, thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
With that being said, Troy, before we start, I want to give a shout-out to, and I know that you know this young man, you know both of these young men, but I don't know if the whole community knows here in Pontiac, but I want to give a shout-out and some love to Coach Aubrey Tipton. Coach Tipton has been a staple in Pontiac for so many years, and there's not too many people that I don't know that can't even say they don't know Coach Tipton, coached by Coach Tip or coached against, played against, whatever the case may be. But Coach Tipton and his family just lost someone in their family, his brother, and I just wanted to send some love out to him. I also wanted to send out some love to Coach Gordy Lindsay, again, another staple in our Pontiac community, who is recovering from COVID-19, him and his lovely wife, Melissa. So I just wanted to give them, before we started the show, just wanted to give them some love because, quite frankly, without those two gentlemen, there is no David Wilson, and there's a lot of people that can say the same thing going forth. And I know you've worked with Coach Tipton, Troy. So I just wanted to send that out there, but the floor is yours. So go ahead and introduce yourself and start off the topic. What would you like to talk about? What brings you on the show today?
Well, first, I'd like to echo those same sentiments toward those two people. I'm very close to both. Coach Tipton, I've been joining since I was a child, and Gordy came around. He's been around for pretty much my adulthood and everything. And Gordy does a lot for the community and the city of Pontiac, as well as Coach Tipton. Coach Tipton has touched a lot of kids around here, and you know, it's the same for both of them. I want to, see the best of them and their family. But
absolutely.
Going forward, and that being said, I'm born and raised in Pontiac, lifelong resident. I attended all the schools here. Starting from Wilson School way back in the day. So I don't really want to tell my age, but I was here during the time when they had die bus and when they was marching and the protests and all that kind of stuff. So I got a chance to see, well, I saw all that. I lived all of that. So I've been the thing where I saw Pontiac at its top, at its pinnacle, and I've also saw it at its pits. But I still believe in the city, and I think that, anything that falls down can always, will get up. So I don't think we'll lay down. We have too much of that grit in us for the city. But I've also I've been a basketball official for 27 years, and I was influenced by Bill Russell and a lot of different. Not Bill Russell, I'm sorry, but Bill Glover. Bill Glover. He's been my main influence on this study. And I like to give him, credit for what he has done. He's no longer with us. But he had a great impact on what I was doing when I first started off. He gave me confidence when I first put on those stripes and everything. He taught me how to be a referee. With that being said, work right now for the city of Pontiac under Mayor Deidre Waterman, and I'm the sports coordinator where I actually would run the sports leagues and stuff for the youth here, to where from basketball to T-ball, however, with the kids here. And I'm pretty much, you know, I'm just a Pontiac kid that loves his home. Pretty much have a history here. All of my family is pretty much here.
Well, I'm going to say, first of all, Troy, you and I go back some years, but I did not know. I did not know, because I haven't kept up recently, that you were the sports director for the city of Pontiac. So I want to say kudos to you on that. And I couldn't think of anyone better to touch the youth of Pontiac and show them the way that what we had, our rich history and things of that nature. I will say that, yes, I've known you for as a referee. And you know, we've had our talks and discussions as coach, referee, player, and things like that. But I have nothing but much respect for you, because it takes a lot to be a referee, especially in this day and age. But it takes a lot to be a referee, period. And you have stood the test of time and have stayed true and have shown a lot of, you know, tough skin when times were tough. You made tough decisions and some heated moments. So, again, I give you kudos and really, really, really applaud you for all that you have done and all that you are still doing and all that you will do going forward. So, with that being said, let's get into some hot topics, brother. Let's start off with, of course, as you being a referee, and everybody associates referees with basketball, so let's go right into the basketball aspect of things, if you don't mind, and let's talk NBA. The hottest story right now going, Mr. James Harden was seen after the NBA put out, you cannot be in gatherings, you cannot be in clubs. Mr. James Harden put up multiple pictures on his Instagram of being at his one of his close friends, the rapper Lil Baby's birthday party. And in my opinion, very much just really like, it was so irresponsible, the pictures that they were showing up of not having masks on, not social distancing. They act like we're in 2018, 2017, where that COVID is not existing. And so with that being said, what's your perspective on how Mr. Harden is conducting himself right now?
Well, he was actually conducting himself as a player to want to be traded, to do a lot of negative things that turn the organization off and devalue himself, you know. But from what I understand, he reported to that. I think that was the late news that he reported to Houston, if I'm not, you know, mistaken.
Yes, sir.
You know, players do a lot of things, and then you got to understand, though, you know, a lot of players are still a little bit immature at times of making decisions when it comes to certain things like that. And I feel like anybody that has and makes that type of money, I believe he has 2 years left on his contract. You know, he's one of the blessed individuals and everything. You know, I would love to go to work and get what he gets, you know. And I think they take the pain on just how it is. Now it's not about money. It's all about the championship ring. And he's chasing a ring and not living up to the obligation of his contract. And I don't agree with that.
Well, I say, and I understand what you're saying about trying to be traded, but he's trying to force the hand. But in reality, like you said, he's got 2 years left on his contract, so he really doesn't have a lot of leeway. You know what I mean? Like, dude, you are signed for 2 more years. You can't make them trade you. If they don't get the package that they want, they being the Houston Rockets, they don't have to trade you. They're not sitting in a situation where you're going to walk away after this season. So they need to do something to not let you get nothing in for your return. But for you to sit up here and to just blatantly be in pictures with no mask on, 2 feet away from someone, it just shows irresponsibility. And I understand what you're saying about immaturity and stuff like that, but come on, man, how much immaturity, or how much do you think you're going to force your employer to do what you want when you're doing these type of things? Yes, he reported today, he's got to go through the protocol, but dude, he's supposedly open to going to the 76ers. As you know, the former GM of the Houston Rockets and now the GM of the Philadelphia 76ers. but his main destination that he wants to go to is Brooklyn. But conducting yourself in this manner, first of all, if I'm the Brooklyn Nets, I don't want a player that's going to conduct themselves in this manner, knowing that we're in a national pandemic. And thirdly, what about your fans? What message are you sending to the young kids that look that imitate you and things of that nature and look up to you and idolize you and things of that? What message are you sending?
Well, you know, you have to look at it like this. What message are you sending to people? Because that COVID doesn't discriminate age, for one thing, and you're showing your irresponsibility and the carelessness of, you know, just, you know, somebody contacted. Somebody can contact it up in the front office, you know. You never know who's vulnerable for that type of, you know, type of thing with the COVID. But, you know, like I said, that's the immaturity part of it, you know. And, you know, some people, you just have to be more responsible, especially when you got other people's lives in your hand, when you're, you know, at risk out there like that.
Absolutely. And Troy, and not to be too personal, but you're recovering. You recovered from COVID. So that's kind of, I would think that would be kind of personal to you, having have gone through that experience of seeing people be irresponsible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have a deeper story with that also. My last game of the season was at the Butzel Center in Detroit, and it was Pioneer Academy of Excellence against Jalen Rose Academy. Myself, Frank Binion, and a guy named Gus Hughes was the third partner with us, and that was the last game of the season. We talked. I've been knowing Gus for over 30 years or so. So, and Gus was one of the kind of guys that when I was going through training would help me at all. He's a great guy. Okay, we talked and we collaborated, kicked it and everything. About 3 weeks later, you know, because it's an incubation period, I believe it was 2 weeks, and then 3 weeks I went in, I came down sick. And at that same time, what I found out, Gus came down sick too. I don't know if we caught it together or however it came down, but, you know, we didn't really have too much knowledge of this at that time. This was early March. So what happened as a result, Gus, he passed away. And I actually survived. We were sick at the same time. So, you know, I have to give it, you know, to him. You know, that would forever be in my mind right now, just about, you know, that whole incident. So COVID, is, you know, hit me close, especially one of my friends.
I can't imagine. I can't imagine. And I'm glad that you, you know, and my condolences, because that is your friend. But I am glad that, you know, you came out of it, you know, and survived.
Right.
There's a lot of people that can't say that. They've lost loved ones. And so COVID is very, it's undetermined of how, when, where, or what. So you have to do what you have to do to protect yourself, your family, and your loved ones. And that's why I say James Harden and the rest of these athletes that are out here not wearing masks and partying and all these gatherings, when they're telling you that gatherings are main source of how COVID is being spread. So I take that personal. I've lost somebody to COVID. So it's very personal, and that's why I brought James Harden up. But I don't want to say too much on James Harden. I do want to still stay in the NBA, and I still want to get your opinion on something else. As of recent, LeBron James came out and said that he was actually, quote-unquote, hurt by some comments made by Kyrie Irving a couple of months back, when Kyrie basically came out and said, and if you look at it, it looks like a stab at LeBron. He did not say LeBron's name per se, but it looked like it was a stab at LeBron when Kyrie came out and said Kevin Durant is the first teammate that Kyrie has that he's actually looked at as saying, I could trust him to take the last shot and make it. So LeBron actually came out recently, probably two or three days ago, with a one-on-one segment with Richard Jefferson, and said he was actually hurt by those comments. He didn't he took the high road. I give LeBron that credit. He didn't trip or you know, undercut or undermine, but he actually said he was hurt. So having said that, or knowing the background on that, Troy, what is your take on that from a basketball player's perspective as being a teammate? You've conducted leagues, you've played in leagues all over the state of Michigan. How would you, if you had a teammate say that about you, knowing it was about you but didn't say your name, how would you react? How would you feel?
Well, LeBron really don't have to prove anything, you know. First of all, he's the most phenomenal athlete of our time. He is the greatest athlete of our time, and he has proven it with his longevity and playing at that same level, at that elite level. Everything. That's something Kyrie has to actually achieve. So, really, Kyrie words is really nothing when you talk about a guy that can't play a full season.
I knew you were going to go there, Troy. I knew you were going to go there, but I just wanted to see if you were going to. I thought you would.
Right. He wouldn't be able to say anything. And I looked at a graphic today. They were talking about playoff games and last 2 minutes in the stats and everything. LeBron just outweighed him by so much. He had one out of three-pointers in the last 2 minutes of any playoff game. I'm talking about this is Kyrie Irving in a career. And it was probably the one in Golden State, the ones they were talking about. So
yeah.
He has no leverage to talk or however it is. And it's just talk, you know. You got to go out there and prove it yourself, Kyrie. You weren't able to carry your team in Cleveland. They gave you the keys. So just sit back. You couldn't win a championship until LeBron got back. So let it go.
And then furthermore, to comment on that, look how he folded in Boston when he was quote-unquote the man. You had a young, talented team around you that was you were supposed to lead to the promised land, and you folded. You got mad and you left. You took your, you basically picked up your ball and went home. Cause
exactly.
Whatever the case may be. So I get what you're saying on that.
Yeah. So we're talking about a phenomenal athlete when you say LeBron James. Because I'm going to tell you, I've been watching basketball for pretty much all my life, and I'm you're 58 years old pretty soon. And I'll tell you that I have never seen nobody like him. I've never seen nobody at his age play at the level that he do. And that goes from Dr. J, Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, and anybody that it may have, you know, or anybody that played there and played at that elite level. And right now, he's still top five in the NBA.
Yeah, because he's in the MVP comments all the time. He does know how to win, and he also knows how to now. He understands what we've always heard about basketball and the regular season. It's a marathon, not a race, and he's knowing how to pace himself. So, you know, I see exactly what you
right.
mean, but as you said – that's some elite company that you said. I've never seen anybody like him, and with the names that you have mentioned, saying LeBron is the best out of all those categories, that's a very good compliment.
Michael,
because
you know
you got Michael, you got Larry, Dr. J,
yeah.
You got Wilt Chamberlain,
they
you got Magic Johnson.
They didn't play so, and the thing is that he has never missed over. He have never really missed a lot of games. Last year, when he missed those games in L.A., that was the first time he was ever really, really hurt. But, you know,
right.
Here's the thing. And a lot of time, that was just shut down because they were at the end of the season. They didn't want to play him anyway because they were out of the playoff picture. So why?
Right. Why risk injury? Why risk injury when it's unnecessary?
And here's one other unique thing about LeBron James. You can talk about everybody as champions and everything else. He did it with rookie coaches or coaches that done it for the first time. Michael Jordan had the greatest coach of all time. And I don't want to just make no comparison. Michael Jordan won six. He won it with Phil, but Phil was somewhere else and won it too. You understand what I'm saying, Kobe? Name the, mm-hmm. the coaches that Ron James have had were Tyrone Lue, I think Spoelstra, and then the last guy in L.A. Them guys that never won a championship.
And actually, he actually made my man because Vogel was on his way out of the NBA.
Okay, now you understand what I'm trying to. Now you see where I'm getting at.
Mm-hmm. So Vogel's on his way out. They thought that by midseason, Vogel would have been fired and Jason Kidd would be taking over the L.A. Lakers based on the fact that they just thought that Vogel was not a good coach. They thought Vogel was just not the right coach for the L.A. Lakers with LeBron James leading the team. Before we go any further, Troy, just before you go any further, I just want to give a shout-out to our producer, Rolo Solo Dolo. His R&R show airs on IMFM Radio Wednesdays and Friday nights, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Make sure you tune in to that. Also want to give a shout-out to Tina, the lady that makes the magic happen behind the mic. She keeps me and DT in line. She lets us know our time frames, our topics, what guests we have. So I want to give a shout-out to those people and just want to let them know we appreciate you guys and thank you for the platform of the Sports Talk DT radio show. Let's switch it up, Troy. Let's switch it up. Let's go to the NFL. Let's talk about some NFL now. Because as you see, NFL right now is getting hit by the COVID. We're shutting down games. Teams are shutting down facilities. Big-name players are being hit by it. Whereas, like we said earlier in the radio show, that COVID doesn't care race, creed, color, your economy status, none of that stuff. So with that being said, you've had the reigning MVP, Mr. Jackson, just get activated off of the COVID reserve list for the Baltimore Ravens. You've got the University of Michigan shutting down because of an outbreak in their football program. You've got you've had the Tennessee Titans have to shut their facility down. They've had to move games, postpone games, rearrange games. There's a domino effect. What do you think going forward, should the NFL or sporting groups as a whole, NCAA, NHL, what do you think they should be trying to do, or what have you seen them doing that's working to try to keep sports going?
Well, first of all, I'd like to give kudos to all of the major sporting organizations and stuff like that, you know, as far as, abiding to the protocols of the COVID and everything. And they're giving us something to watch. And what we got to remember, I know that if we just shut it down, it's going to have a lot of kids that's going to be affected by it. It's been playing all along. You got the NFL that's going to continue going, especially if it starts up next year, everything. You know, you got classes. You still, a lot of the smaller sports are affected by it right now. Okay, a lot of major universities cut out a lot of the smaller sports like the swimming and the track and field and things like that because of this.
Absolutely.
Program. And you think about those kids. Think about those kids that were on scholarships. So it should affect it all the way around. But I'm gonna just say, just to keep the sanity of America and everything and the people and keep people calm. You gotta have sports somewhere because you know. And we had that period where it was an end. So people went absolutely crazy, stir crazy in the house. But
Yeah. Without sports, I don't want to see what the world, not just America, I don't want to see what the world is going to be like without sports. It is entertainment. It keeps, people fail to realize that these athletes are human. They are just like you and I. They breathe oxygen. They blood pumps through their veins. Because they're able to do something that the average person is not able to do very well, people forget that. So when there's no sports, it's like people are like, why are they not playing? We need sports or something. These people have families just like you and I have families. So, yeah, give them kudos, but I just want them to be safe as well. And I give the NBA for the bubble situation where they had zero positive tests. But now we're getting ready to go into a full season with all of the teams. We're doing travel. We're doing these things now. So what becomes of the NBA now? Not to mention, even saying that, we've got our own local high school sports on hold. So, like you said, think about the kids there. Think about our local athletes right now that can't participate in sports. So what is their life like? I mean, I understand a student athlete, don't get me wrong. It's supposed to be books first. But at the same time, you know that extra part of athlete helps that student. And now without that athletic part of it, how is that student coexisting? How is that student getting along? We forget about those type of things because, like you said, the entertainment factor is there now. But take that entertainment factor away, now we're left with what? Go ahead, Troy.
Well, that's with nothing. And then you got to think about your high school junior right now that played basketball and didn't get a chance. I'm talking about the state of Michigan high school. Didn't get a chance to go to the tournament. And then it was shut down. It's still not playing until at least January. You know what I'm saying? And now he's a senior.
Right.
With no admin. This kid's been training all his life and everything to get the scholarship and stuff. So we haven't. It's real difficult. It's a special situation, but health comes first. Health comes first, but, you know, we just don't have all the answers right now. And hopefully the vaccine or whatever, and which I probably won't take, I'm scared of that stuff. This vaccine hopefully works and died out, you know.
Listen, I want to see the guinea pigs go through it first, Troy. I want to see the guinea pigs go through it first before I do anything because, you know, you just come up out of the blue with this vaccine, say it works or whatever thing it may be. You know, you can't believe everything you read and you can't believe everything you see. So I want to see the guinea pigs go through it first. That's just me with this vaccine. I'm just praying that this pandemic comes to an end and we get back to some kind of normalcy. We'll never be back to what we know as normal, but I want to get somewhat close to normalcy where our student athletes can be student athletes, where we can actually have gatherings with our families without worrying about, you know, somebody going to come up sick from something that we can't even detect. You know, you could have it and 3 days later find out you have it and infect it
right.
Four or five people. And that's the scary part about it. It's just unknown. And I pray that we get a grip on it. We find something that, you know, we can control it, if not eliminate it as a whole. Keeping going with the NFL theme, the Lions, first game after finally doing something right in all of my life of being a Lions fan. And again, like you touched on earlier, I don't want to give out my age, but they finally did something right, which listened to the fans and got rid of the cancerous people that was running the organization. And as you can see, it was cancer because you have players that are not even associated with the team anymore, not on the team anymore, former players, former staff members, voicing their opinions of, yes, thank goodness, it was about time y'all got rid of them. So that tells me that from day one, when we were hearing about these complaints from the players, they were founded. But because of the regime that was in control, it fell on deaf ears. But they won their first game, and they actually were impressive in the comeback because I was watching the game, and I was sitting there, and I'm like, same old Lions. They were lifeless. And then all of a sudden, it was like a light switch, and they, you know, Adrian Peterson was the Adrian Peterson of old. They found a way to complete some passes. Their defense stepped up and forced made a big play when they needed a play. So what do you think is going to be the future of the Lions? Are the Lions going to make the same old mistakes and give us a little bit of excitement just to keep us holding on? Or are they actually going to turn the corner and make some good decisions and bring in some people to actually want to win and turn this team around?
Well, first of all, they beat a bad team. So the Chicago Bears been sinking ever since the first 5 weeks where they squeaked out wins or however it was. And they really having a quarterback carousel. And I don't think the coach will be there at the end of the year. But as far as the Lions, they fought. They were gritty. They were gritty. And Matthew Stafford showed he's captain comeback. And that's really, I think he has the most in the career in the NFL, I believe. That's the most
since 2017, he has the second most either fourth quarter come from behind drives or in fourth quarter overtime. He has the second most drives.
But here's the thing with that. So I think this will probably be the last year for Matt Stafford. We can get a good look at it right now. And I think that they just need to go ahead and just clean house, maybe get somebody there with that can actually just come and tear the organization down and build it right back up. And, you got a couple people out there that's throwing a couple coaches' names out there and different, things, but we just need the right person in there. And I would try to reach out to Tony Dungy and see if he would come and not the coach.
Hey, man.
That would be beautiful. Hey, yeah. I was just about to say, Troy, give me a second, and let's welcome our host, Sports Talk DT himself. What's going on, Dennis Thompson? Talk to us, man. We're talking Detroit Lions right now.
What's going on, Sports Talk Dave, man? I sat back, man, and listened to you, man. I was tied up. You conducted a power interview with Mr. Troy Crabb. And I'm just excited, to have Mr. Troy Crabb here on the show tonight, right here live on IFN Radio Nation. That comes on every Tuesday night. So I definitely want to say hello to Mr. Troy Crabb. God bless you, sir. You're a blessing to the city of Pontiac. And we appreciate you, everything you do for Pontiac kids right here on Sports Talk DC. How are you, sir?
Well, Dennis, you're becoming my TV, okay? So,
what you say?
You pretty much become a young staple in this community yourself. So you do a lot of.
Yeah, I must say, I'm on the radio show with two Pontiac legends. I got to say that. I'm kind of intimidated. I'm on the radio show with two Pontiac legends, DT with the band, and Troy, like we've talked about, of course, with the history of the sports leagues, the conduction of the sporting events in the Pontiac. So I'm on the radio show with two legends. I'm going to sit back and soak up some knowledge right now.
Yeah.
What's up, Dave? I appreciate that. Hey, but if you will allow me to kind of ask Mr. Pierce a question, I want to go to the Detroit Pistons. We haven't the last time we were able to say these statements has been 268 days ago. And that is that the Pistons play on Friday. Mr. Crabb, how do you feel about the deal with Detroit Pistons?
With the Detroit Pistons?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I think the Pistons, they made good moves. They cleaned house. They brought in a new general manager. It was named Troy Weaver. Same namesake, but, yeah, Troy Weaver. And he made a lot of moves. And it's not going to be the same team that you saw last year. So, with that being said, you never know what to expect out of any team. I think some of the key,
How do you feel about Dwayne Casey announcing that Killian Hayes will be the starter at point guard over Derrick Rose?
Well, you don't draft nobody that high and not play them, especially if you're not a playoff team. And that goes to show for management. The management wouldn't look good by drafting somebody as a lottery pick and you didn't make the playoffs and they don't start. That's not a good thing. And with him being young, he has an upside, he has size. From what I hear, that Dwayne Casey says he's an old school point guard. And Dwayne Casey is a good coach. I trust his judgment. And I think, you know, that's a key right there. And he has an eye for talent. So I trust Dwayne Casey. So, yes, you play him. He's a seven pick. You got to play him. Derrick Rose will get his minutes. He will get his minutes and everything. And then you got to figure the rookie will hit the rookie wall at times. And then when he'll end up having to balance some more of the minutes, Derrick Rose or however it is. But you got to play him, and that's your future. If you're starting over, you start all the way over.
I agree with that. But one thing that I want to say about Killian Hayes is that I did not know that a lot of analysts says that, including Derrick Rose stated this in his media day, is that Killian Hayes has a strong left hand, but he needs to work on his right hand game. Do you believe that Killian Hayes will clean up his right hand game before the season starts in 2 weeks?
Well, that's highly impossible, but, you know, it still remains to be seen on how he adapts out on the court. A lot of the stuff you want to work on. You're going to improve. You come in with weaknesses. You're a rookie. You're drafted with potential. But you're going to come in with weaknesses and everything. But those are the things that they would probably work on. They probably got his hand tied behind his back and everything, dribbling right now. It remains to be seen.
Awesome. So, Mr. Kraft, I want to ask you this. Now, in regards to the Detroit Pistons, what are your thoughts on LiAngelo Ball?
Where are they? Where?
I hear you, sir. I said, what are your thoughts on LiAngelo Ball? LiAngelo Ball, what are your thoughts on the Pistons signing the third Ball brother?
Well, the thing is that he still has to prove himself, too. I believe they gave him a two-way contract.
He's working to get the last two-way.
Right. Well, he's working to get the last two-way. But, you know, like when you got young players, 21, 22, 23, some of them don't even develop till they're 26, 27. So, you know, it remains to be seen. They got a lot of moving parts right there right now. And I don't know if he's going to be the odd man out. I don't know if it's a promotion type thing. I don't know what type, you know, what they're looking for, you know. But, you know, it remains to be seen. I have never seen him. We haven't seen him, you know. And I think his brother's still a question mark.
Mr. Kraft, what is your message to that next young brother or that next young sister coming up out of the city of Pontiac, and they with all of your accomplishments that you have achieved down through the years in the city of Pontiac, and that next young sixth grader or that next young seventh grader says, I want to be the next Troy Kraft, what is your message to them?
First of all, I ain't that great, but I know that, you know, for someone, the main thing is education. Education will take you anywhere. I mean, you work hard, you know, you do everything, find every avenue for education. And if you're that student athlete, if you're that athlete of high abilities, work hard into that education and everything. Get your scholarship. However it is, because the odds of making of being a pro athlete is really 10,000 to 1. And if you got that lottery ticket, you get there. But everybody don't have that lottery ticket. But you use your athletics to achieve scholarship, pay for your future. And the main thing, the kids just have to stay focused and try to not have any distractions from out there, because there's a lot of distractions out here. So, you know, that's what I would say. And, you know, basketball people, athletes, hang with athletes, you know. Don't get caught up in
it. Yes, sir.
That's that, you know.
So, Mr. Kramer, I want to ask you this, and I'm gonna push your Pontiac brain just a little bit. How would you rank the athletic families from Pontiac? Give me your top five athletic families.
Well, if you want to go with that and everything, you have to go with the ones that was actually paid. So you have to start with the Russells. That's the number one family in Pontiac.
Okay.
Athletic, the Russells. But then they're related to the Coles. And you look at the Coles got football players. They had a basketball players, which was Leonard Cole, Larry Cole. Then they got baseball player, Dayton.
Absolutely.
Dayton was Angels organization. You see what I'm saying? But then they're related to the Russells. Then you have the James, Kurt James.
Yes.
That family there. You have the Ewings, where you had Andre play ball at L.A. Tech, Louisiana Tech, and his brother Vic played at Houston and played overseas. They had a pretty good athletic family there, too. And I got one more I can't forget about. Well, the Beans were pretty good, but that's one of my top five families. And let me see. Then you had a Carson. Carson and Crafts were connected. But when you go to Carson and stuff, you had Walter Carson. He played in the 60s, which was Tony Hamilton's dad.
Yes.
Then you had the Carson twins that played with Walker D. They were the guards for Walker D. That's state runner-up team. So, really, you know, you have a lot of good families around here and there. And you can't forget about them doggone them wrestling boys up there, them Polks and Logans.
Yes. How would you rate the Webb family with Martell Webb, Mark Webb, Marcus Webb? How would you rank the Webb family?
The Webb family, you got to put them all in the mention because you got athletes out of there too. You had one in Michigan, playing ball at Michigan State football, and one in Michigan. Then you got the little Webb girl that's doing her thing at U of D. You know, Tim played ball, and after that, what was another family at? You know, look at the Rangers. You had Lou Allen and Ebony at Pontiac Central. They were standing up in high school basketball. So you have a tradition through here. Look at the Smiths. You had the Derek and Damon. Derek and Damon, I Neil, which is Nuclear Smith's brothers.
Pretty
two guys,
Troy
they played
that has day. Plagued the Pontiac kids historically down through the years.
What's that?
I said, if you would have to identify one major issue that has plagued Pontiac kids from succeeding outside of, you know, our stars that we all know about, what would you say it has been? Would you say that it has been promotion, Mr. Kraft? Would you have say that it has been coaching? Or we just, kids – need a better opportunity? What would you say that has held plenty of kids back to per se, in your opinion?
Well, I would think that we had a lack of opportunity at one point. I mean, we had two schools here, and you had all these basketball players. You had Pontiac Central had a team. Pontiac Northern had a team. And then you had the PAL, and PAL had one team, and it was a traveling team. And you had the Kappa Rails, and all the Kappa Rails could probably beat Pontiac Central. You had basketball all over here and stuff, and we had lack of opportunity. I'm going to tell you one thing about the Flint guys. And I'm not just trying to put it up there. They kept their gyms open up there to 12, 1 o'clock at night to keep those kids off the street. We didn't do that. And they had it everywhere up there. Everybody could play basketball. And that's why Flint ended up being like they were. I would say that would probably be one. And then, we had talent here. We had a lot of talent here. We had talent that left out of here. Most of our talent is playing everywhere else. We had one kid that played in that million-dollar game that was in the summer. Remember the million-dollar game that was played on ESPN? For the they had some kind of tournament. Well, this kid,
I remember that.
He played in that shootout. It was a million-dollar shootout. They got to the finals, and his dad is from where he's from here, Eric Thompson. And now he's playing overseas. He's playing overseas. He was the big man. Pontiac, 6'9". So where was he at when Kenna grew here? You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
But he grew up over here in Pontiac. So we got talent everywhere. Look at Sonny down there in U of D. U of D Jones. We gonna have some players, man. But, you know, they stayed on and they had good fathers and stuff like that. And that's a key when you got family and support. And I think we need to have a reach back program like a lot of these cities and a lot of these athletes that come back to their cities and stuff and they reach back to the athletes and the pro athletes and how we need to start that. And reach back and show the importance of the education and staying focused and stuff. So, and we got to have more opportunities. We don't have community centers here. Kids can't go anywhere. You know what I'm saying? So,
absolutely correct. You're absolutely correct, sir. Hey, so our final question for the night will be, how would you encourage a kid in Pontiac, sir? Like, what would you say to them to keep them moving?
First of all, then as you know and I know, like Reverend Henry would say, pray to God, listen to your mom and daddy, and go to school. And that's what you have to do. You know, those are the three components there. First, you got to pray to God. Got to have that in your life. Listen to your parents, and you go to school, and everything else will fall in line. Because if you're listening to the right parents and stuff like that, they're going to keep you out of trouble. So,
all right.
You know, and so I appreciate you guys.
Hey, sports fans, we're out of time for tonight. We got about 3 minutes left, so I'm going to go to Mr. Troy Craft and thank him again for taking time out of his busy schedule to stop by the show tonight and talk to us about the referee circuit growing up in Pontiac, this week in sports, and just everything that he does for the city of Pontiac. So we want to take this time and say from everyone here at Sports Talk DT that we thank you, Mr. Kraft, for your contributions to the people and to the children here in the city of Pontiac. And we want to take this time to let you give your shout-outs. Anybody want to shout-out?
Okay. This is what I would like to say. I would like all our people to stay out there and stop killing each other out there in the streets and everything. COVID has taken enough of us out. We don't need any more deaths, and it's too many young people are dying right now. Please just get a grab each other, hug each other, and love each other.
All right. Sports Talk Dave, we want to shout out.
First of all, you know, I always want to shout out you, DT, for giving us this opportunity, this platform. I want to also thank Troy for a phenomenal interview and conversation. I don't even say it's an interview, it's a conversation. And I got to catch up with a good person that I consider a friend and a mentor. So thank you, Troy. Shout out to Rolo Solo Dolo, the city of Pontiac. And as Troy was saying, man, hey, let's step it up, Pontiac. Show what Pontiac is really made of. And as I've been saying for the last month, wear your mask. If you got to go out, wear your mask. Care about yourself, care about your loved ones, care about your family, care about the person next to you. You wear your mask. And if you don't have to go out, then stay home. We got to get this under control, and we got to do our part, people.
All right. I definitely want to give a shout-out to my producer, Mr. Rolo Solo Dolo. Lady on the ones and twos, Miss Tina T, the lady behind the scenes. She makes it all happen for us here on the show. Got to give a shout out to the NBS Hoop League, the city of Pontiac, my marching band, Pontiac All-Star Marching Band, and everyone that's making a positive impact here in the city. And definitely want to say hello to my children, Destiny and Demaya. They are at home listening to the show tonight. Daddy loves you. I appreciate you listening to the show. And I will see you all real very, 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 very soon for Christmas. I love my love you all. Sports Talk Dave, thank you for being a stellar co-host, as you always. Once again, thank you to Mr. Troy Kraft. And you all mask up. Stay safe. God bless you all. We'll see you all next week right here on Sports Talk with DT. God bless you. Have a good night.